Today's daf from Masechet Kedushin brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh on this day of the Sukkos Tov Shin Pei Dalet. Ushpizin with us today is Moshe Rabbeinu. So let us begin with the Halakha Mishnah at the bottom of Nun on the base. HaMekadesh Yishal Bita O Yishal Achota Ke'achat Inan Mekudasha. So now, obviously, if you would be married to a woman, you cannot be Mekadosh her daughter, or you cannot be Mekadosh her sister. But suppose at the same time that you're Mekadosh her, you're Mekadosh her sister. You say, I want to be Mekadosh both of these sisters at once. We want to be Mekadosh a woman and her daughter at once. So in that case, if there were even, that's what the case brought it, there were five women. And how did those five women, two of them were sisters? And then a guy goes ahead, so he goes and gathers together a basket full of figs, and these figs belong to them, but they were Shvi'ah's figs, which are Shvi'ah Taitan. The Gemara is going to be discussing why we're making up this nutty case over here. I'm giving this to all five of you, and one of them is Mekabel it for all of them at the same time, so it's a Shliach. But therefore, it means that there was no possible way that there could be a difference in timing between them. They came and asked the Chachomim. The Omer Chachomim, the Achayot are not Mekudashot. So now, how do we know that the Achayot are not Mekudashot? So Omar Rabbi Bar Choma, it's a pasuk. The Omer Kra, Isha Elachotah Lo Tikach Litzro. Don't go and marry them when that marriage brings them into a situation in which they are tzaros. HaTorah Amra, b'sha'ah she'na'asu tzaros zo lezo, you should not be able to marry them. And lo tikach means lo yelecha likuchim on either of them. If you can't have them both, so then there's no way to have either of them. Omali Rava, then how do you understand the rest of the pasuk? It says afterwards, that if you do this, that then you're going to be chai, of course. If you do what? You didn't do anything. You didn't sleep with either of them. You said that the Kedushin is in chal. And then if I am Mekadosh, if I'm not Mekadosh them, I can sleep with all of them if I want. I mean, because they're not married to either of them. So what do you mean? You're going to be chai, of course, on nothing. This doesn't make sense. If there's no condition, then there's no chorus. Elo my Rava, the Pasuk obviously is not talking about the case that you claim. The Pasuk is talking about Bezacherze. And the reason that over there it says Vinichritu Anifashota Osod is because of the fact that you married one of them and then you took the other one Shaloba Kedushin, obviously. So if that's the case, the reason that you can understand that you can't do it together is not based on the pasuk. So what is the reason? The Mishnah is going on libe the rabba. Rabba kol she'eino bezeach zeh, afilu bevatachat einu. Rabba says it's a svara. If you cannot achieve something in any order that you would try to achieve them, you wouldn't be able to marry both of them. It doesn't matter how you started. You can't take one and then take the other. So to try to get around that by saying, well, I'll do it all at one time, that doesn't make any sense. Because if it's not doable in a way that they would both ever be able to be yours, then you can't try to say, okay, well, I'll take them both together. If you do try to take them both together, you didn't take either. That's what happens. And therefore, the pasuk indeed makes sense, but the pasuk is not saying it directly the way you're saying it. Once the pasuk is telling me that you cannot have one after the other, you can't take an Isha Obita, you can't take an Isha Vachota, so then you're right, from that pasuk, it's a given mitzvah as far that you wouldn't be able to be marrying them at the same time, but it requires Rabba's understanding. Let's look into that a little bit. Gufa, Omar Rabba, Koshin, Abazach, Zafil, Batachat, Eno. So this Rabba says is a general rule, not limited to the Yonam of Kedushin, obviously. It's that where what you're trying to achieve is not achievable, you can't pretend that it happened because, well, which one are you going to say I didn't take? I did it at the same time. All that happens is that you can't take either. Eitzvei Abaye. Abaye says, I can prove to you that that's not true because we have exactly the same case when it comes to the dinim of Maaser, and you see from over there in this braita that he's wrong, Rabbah. Let me ask you something. If you took off Maaser, you took off 10% of your parents. Now you want to take off another 10%. Can you? Of course not. The Maaser is already chal, and therefore there's no way that you could end up having double Maaser. But here it says in this braita that if you took off double Maaser all at one time, so then what's the din? The din is that the peirot that you took the Maaser off for, that becomes kosher and it's no longer teva. But you're not able to eat this Maaser because the Maaser, half of this Maaser is not really Maaser. And if it's not Maaser, then it's still teva because you never took off Trumas and Maasers for it. And therefore, if Rabba is right, says Abaya, this absolutely makes no sense. Because since you wouldn't have been able to take off more than the 10% from Maaser, if you had already taken off 10%, how can you take off more than 10% by trying to take it off all at one time? According to Rabba, what should we say? Nema, Kol Sheino B'Zachar says, since you wouldn't have been able to do it one after the other, so if it can't happen consecutively, so then after you're about to chat, you know, there's no way to make it happen simultaneously either. So therefore, I can't in any way be metakein my peirot by taking off more than the maaser. There was no maaser. And here it's saying the peirot are not devil anymore. Says Rabbi, that doesn't bother me at all. Omar le shine, there, maaser is different. Let me ask you something. If a guy wants to take off maaser by giving half of each of 20% of the chitim, he says, okay, so let half of each one of these kernels of wheat, let it be maaser. Isn't that okay? Yes. But if he wants to say, let half of the sister one and half of the sister two be mine, that's insane. So therefore, the cases are not comparable at all. Since maaser ite lechatzain, it's possible to take off maaser by halves. Because iomar titkadesh palga dechitata, a person wants to make half of a one grain of wheat. That could be fine. So that's what happens. When he says, I'm taking off the entire 20% over here. Let's say he had five kernels. And he leaves four. And he says, okay, this fifth one is maaser. What really happens is that half of the fifth one becomes maaser. And there's no problem with that. So why shouldn't it be chal? But there's no way to make half of a sister, your wife. And therefore, there's nothing you can do at all. Okay, so let me, wait a second. Okay, that was pretty sharp. Let me move on to a case that's very, very similar, but that you won't be able to answer this way. How about maaser behema? Now, maaser behema, you can't say let half of an animal be maaser behema, right? Let's say half of this animal and half of this animal. Either the animal is maaser or not maaser. Okay, and it turns out that it's exactly the same situation on maaser behema as it is on the Maaser Dagan. You're not going to be able to give me this business about being able to take half of a chita at a time because you can't take half of an animal. And nonetheless, so over there, there's no such thing as the Chatzain, right? And there's no such thing as Bezecher Zeh. Meaning once you finish taking off your Maaser Behima, you cannot take off another animal and say, oh, I want this also to be Maaser. That's nothing. Okay, nonetheless, it's Rabbi himself, unbelievably, that he's the one who says not like this halacha, and it should say Rabbah. So Rabbah says that if you had two animals coming out from that door after you had counted 1 through 9, and now you open up the door to the corral, and out come two animals at the same time. You say, okay, these are Asiri. Now, what should be the din? Well, we should say, Kol Sheino B'Zachar said, right? That's what we should say. And yet, what's the halacha? If two of them came out at the same time, then the din is, if he says, these are the 10th animal. So then what you have actually is the 10th animal and the 11th are mixed together. So one of them has the din of maaser, and the other one is, as we'll see later why, the other one is treated as a carbon shlomi. And you have to be makpid that the maaser was chal. Now, according to what Rabbah just said, this isn't true. Because since you can't take them off one after the other, so then why in the world should either of them be Kodesh? Neither of them should be Kodesh. Answers Rabbah, this case also is not a problem. Because Shaini Maaser Behima, there's a very special din. that is true only of Ma'aser. And there, if you took off two separate animals for the same Ma'aser, there are cases where you make a mistake and they're both Ma'aser. Because remember, we had back in Bechorot, a case of this, a guy makes a mistake and he's counting and he goes ahead of himself. And instead, he's getting so excited about getting up to the 10th one. When he comes to the 9th one, he calls the 9th one the 10th one. And then he says, oi, wait a minute, that was the 9th one. So, okay, I'll call the next one the 9th one. So it means now he calls the 10th one the 9th one. Then he says, okay, so if this is the 9th one, he calls the next one, which is really the 11th one, he calls it the 10th one. Which, okay. So now the halacha is in this, all three of them are mikudash. So basically, the one which is really the 10th one, even though I called it the 9th one, I can't take off the Meiser. That one definitely is actually Kodesh as the Meiser one. But the 9th one that I called the 10th one and the 11th one that I called the 10th one because it came after what I thought was the 9th one are also Kodesh. But we learn out from the Pasuk that they're not Kodesh with the Din of Meiser, but the Kodesh is regular Shlomim. Okay, excellent. But the bottom line is that since it is possible to have two of the animals being Kodesh, and in this case, you called both these animals number 10 after a 9. But we see that you actually can create two 10th animals after a 9, even though it was a mistaken. So therefore, that's the din over here. So it isn't true that this is kosher eno b'zacharzeh. But if it were a case of kosher eno b'zacharzeh, then Rabba would have said, neither of them are kosher, 100%. This is not a good question. Okay, how about this case? If you want to bring, lachmei, you're bringing a carbon tater. And in order to bring a carbon tater, you bring 40 lachmei tater. You bring 40 lachmei tater with him, right? Okay, now this guy goes ahead. Instead of bringing the 40 lachmei tater, he goes ahead and he brings 80 lachmei tater. Now, over there, you cannot, if you already brought your 40 lachmei tater, you cannot bring another 40, say, let these also be kodesh. No such thing. So once you were miyached these, then the other ones are not going to become kodesh b'shlitas hazeva. Okay? Yet, we have this ma'amar, it's dafka by Chizkiah, and Chizkiah is Rabba's Rebbe. I mean, so we should definitely assume that he learned from this. It says over there that teda shenishkat al shmonim chalod, Chizkiah omar kachal arboy mito shmoni, 40 out of the 80 are kodesh. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, nothing is kodesh. But anyway, what we see from here, that Aliba de Chizkiah, and this is Chizkiah who is the, apparently, this is what they're arguing, right? Apparently, they're arguing whether it's a kosher eno b'zacharzeh. So Rabbi Yochanan says, okay, if it's eno b'zacharzeh, so then it wouldn't be chal. But here, Chizkiah himself, who's the Rebbe of Rabba, so you're telling me that if this is the case, then, he's Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe. So therefore, it would come out that Rabba should go according to, in this machlokas, Chizkiah, to whom the halacha would be true. And therefore, it's like his Rebbe was keveah that halacha in earlier deres. Says the Gemara, but you're misunderstanding what the case is over there. Remember that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he was masbir what the case is. Lavi itmar Allah. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, everybody is made that in a case of that of course it's kach. If he said, I only want 40 to be kodesh out of the 80. Okay, so then he's not trying to do more. Maybe he didn't tell me which one and now they're all mixed up. That's a different issue. What do you do when they're mixed up? Okay, that we discuss. How are you able to eat them if they're mixed up? Are you able to make them chal and something else? Fine. But there, we don't get into the problem of kosher b'zacharzeh, eino b'batachat. And furthermore, everybody's might, if you really tried to make all 80, so you said, nothing should be kodesh unless all 80 are kodesh. Then everybody agrees nothing is kodesh. That's for sure. The question is not nogeya the issue of whether kosher eino b'zacharzeh. Everybody's might that if the kosher eino b'zacharzeh, there's no way to make it kodesh. The question is, well, he didn't say anything. He brought 80. So Chizkiah held, why did he bring 80? Because he was afraid something might happen to Pasol the 40, maybe he'll lose them, they become tummy, whatever. So he brought another 40 as backups. That's called Achrayut. So if you're bringing it as Achrayut, you don't want that the Achrayut should be Kodesh. It's only if they're needed, so then you're going to be making them kadosh. Mashenkin Rabbi Yochanan held, no, no, the guy brought 80, he thinks he can make all 80. That's the machlokas. But everybody agrees here to Rabbah that kosher in a bezeh achazeh. This is a Gavi thing, by the way, that you weren't here for. Kosher in a bezeh achazeh, afil bevakta achaz eno. Okay? Now, there's a very interesting question over here, because Rava was the one who gave the teretz and said that the meaning of the Mishnah is like Rava. It's not based on the Pasuk, because the Pasuk obviously is not talking about we were trying to Mekadosh both of them at the same time. But it's based on the Yesod of Rabbah, that Kol She'enu B'zer Chazeh, Afilu B'vat HaChasin. Why did Rava have to say that? Rava L'shitato, remember Rava Shita? He's got a brilliant explanation of this Mishnah. Rava Shita is that if you cannot end up utilizing Kiddushin as an actual marriage, because you'll never be allowed to sleep with this girl, so then that's not Kiddushin. Kiddushin, by definition, means to take a woman in order to make her your wife. If she can't be your wife, that's not taking Kiddushin. That's Rava's approach. So this is a classic example of Rava's approach, because over here you're trying to take two sisters. You're not going to be able to sleep with either of them. Or a mother and a daughter. You're not going to sleep with either of them, because both of them are also because of the other one. Therefore, ipso facto, there cannot be Kiddushin. That's all. Simple, straightforward explanation of the Mishnah without getting into any of this business about Koshein and Bezerkha. Says, why, of all people, the last one that you would have thought would have taken on the pshat in the Mishnah to be like Rabbah is Rava, who's got a ready-made explanation for the Mishnah. How do you explain that? So the Rava, why did Rava tell the Gemara that it's because of Koshein and Bezerkhazeh? He should have said, Kol Kiddushin She'enam Isurin Leviyah in a condition. Another Gavi Yisod. And answers the Gemara, he wasn't saying that that's the way he understands the Mishnah. Look, remember this, the way that this whole thing started. Rami Bar Choma first came right up after the Mishnah that said that if two of these five women were sisters, or two of these five women was a mother and a daughter, that then they are not Mekudashot, neither of them are Mekudashot, right? Now, the question is, can I learn that from the Pasuk because of the fact that it says Litzurot? And we said, no, you can't learn out of Pasuk that says Litzurot, because the next part of the Pasuk says V'nichrisu Hanifashot HaOsot. And if there was no Kiddushin, then nobody is Usher, obviously. You're only Usher to sleep with a woman and her sister if you're married to one of them. Therefore, we disproved Rami Bar Choma. So what Rava was coming along to say was, now wait a minute, hold on a second. You don't have to throw out Rami Bar Choma. Rami Bar Choma was just pointing out that you cannot take a woman and then take her sister. Okay, that's the given. But once that's true, says Rava, then it follows logically that you cannot do it without the chat, because of Rava. That's all Rava was trying to say. He wasn't saying that's how I understand the Mishnah. He was just trying to save Rami Bar Choma's drasha. He's saying it's a perfectly valid drasha, except it's not learned directly from the Pasuk. It's learned by applying the Sfora of Rava to, of Rava to the Pasuk. That's all he was saying. So the Dvar Rami Bar Choma Koma. Okay. So let's get back to this idea of Kedushin She'enam Misurin Leviyah. It's Kedushin She'enam Misurin Leviyah, Abaya Omar. That doesn't make any difference. Still good Kedushin. And Rava says, no, it's not Kedushin. Now, there's a big machlokas, beautiful machlokas, about what does it mean when you say Kedushin She'enam Misurin Leviyah. Is it because of the Isser? That is not Misurin Leviyah. So Tosfos says, look, I mean, the way that Rashi is understanding, which is the way Rashi understands it, that wherever it would be usher for you to sleep with this woman, then there's no Kiddushin either, then that undermines our entire approach to the idea that Kiddushin is Tosfos b'chayvei lavim, right? Why don't we say, what do you mean? How could anybody say Kiddushin is Tosfos b'chayvei lavim if Kiddushin is Tosfos b'chayvei lavim? You're allowed to sleep with this woman? No. Is the Bezli going to separate you from this woman? Yes. So how could that be called Kiddushin? It should be ipso facto, no Kiddushin, right? Therefore, says Tosfos, that's not the point. The point of Kiddushin, She'enam Isurin Leviyah, is brilliant. It's where the only problem is the Kiddushin. That's the point. Here you've got two sisters. Now you want to sleep with either of those sisters, go right ahead. But now if you give Kiddushin, that makes them both usher. That's the point. So how does a Kiddushin, which is supposed to facilitate your taking them as wives, how can that be called Kiddushin if instead of facilitating, it does exactly the opposite? It prohibits them. That's the point of Kiddushin with Surin Leviya, which is beautiful. Okay, so over here, you could have taken either mother or daughter. You could have taken either of these sisters. And as long as you hadn't given them Kiddushin, you're going to take both of them. Sleep with one night, sleep with one the other night. What's the difference? But now that you're giving Kiddushin, you're not going to be able. So obviously, it's Kiddushin, Shenim, Surin Leviya. That's the point. Okay. All right, so we have here this major machlok. According to Abaya, that's good. According to Rava, no, that's by definition not Kiddushin. Omar Rava, now I came up with this, it made just sense to me, but you know, Barahina said to me, look, I mean, basically the Pusik backs up what you're saying. Because it says in the Pusik, Yikach ish isha uva Allah. What does it say right away, uva Allah? Because it's coming to tell me that when the Kiddushin facilitates uva Allah, so it's Misurin Leviya, so then that's Kiddushin. But Kiddushin, Shana Misurin Leviya, that's not Kiddushin. Okay, now the question is, let's take a look at our Mishnah. So here we have the Mishnah saying, Mekadesh Isha Ovita. Oh, Isha V'achuta. Now, it's true in our Mishnah, the situation is that these were two out of five women, whatever. But for all intents and purposes, let's just focus on those two. So it says you're trying to be Mekadesh Isha Ovita or Isha V'achuta. Neither of them are Mekudashot. Now, what does that imply? That had the guy originally said, I only want one out of these two, he didn't say which one, but fine. He doesn't need to say which one because, after all, there's no kol she'ino b'zachar zeinu b'vatachat. He's not trying to make it b'vatachat, right? So it's mashma in the Mishnah that if he had said, I only want one, that would be okay. But if it's kedushin she'ino b'zachar zeinu b'vatachat, it is not okay because you're never going to be able to sleep with this woman. Am I? Kedushin she'ena misurin leviya. It's still going to be considered kedushin she'ena misurin leviya, because after all, you have no idea which one is which. You are mekadesh one of these sisters, therefore you obviously cannot sleep with either of these sisters, and that shows you that Rava is wrong, because the Mishnah is saying the only problem that we have over here is that you're trying to do both of these at the same time. And that's the problem of Rabba, that Koshe Eino Bezach Hazeh, Afilu Bevatachat Eino. But the other problem, which would be true according to Rava, is not a problem. And if I'd phrased it differently, and I would have said, I don't want both Isha Ubita, I don't want both Isha Vachota, I'll take one of them, then it would have actually been chal, even though you'll never be able to actually take her as a wife because you don't know who she is. Omalaka Rava, says Rava, very nice Abaye. Brilliant question. How about if I throw the Mishnah at you, and now you see whether you can answer the Mishnah, the next piece of the Mishnah, right? Letainer, so you hold that Kiddushin Shenim Mitzurin Leviya is Kiddushin. Take a look at the end of the Mishnah. Ma'aseh b'chamesh nashim. We have this mice. There are five women, and there were two sisters, and or this case was with two sisters. Obviously, it'd be the same. It was an Isha Ubita. Then somebody gets a beautiful basket of figs. Now, these figs happen to have grown in the field that belonged to the women that he's trying to mekadesh, right? But they grew there in Shemitah. And the guy takes this basket that he gathered, and he says to them, okay, I want you all to be my wives with this beautiful basket of figs. And one of them goes ahead and is a shliach, and therefore it's all done at exactly the same instant. She's mekabelet for all of them. And the chachamim say, ein achayot mekudashot. My dear Abaye, what does it say here? The sisters are not kodesh. Now, what does that mean? The sisters are not kodesh, but the other ones are, right? Now, tell me what the case is. I mean, how are the other ones kodesh? Mekudashot. Echi dami. What did he say to them? If he said to them, all of you should be my wife, so then none of them should be able to be mekudashot, because if Kedushin wasn't chal, so then he's saying something that is either all or nothing. I want all of you or nothing. Let's say that you would say a case, this is the Gemara uses this example, in which somebody's trying to give over to two children of a friend of his who died. She's trying to give them over something, right? So say, okay, I'm going to give this to both of you kids. The only problem is that one of those kids was in utero. He hasn't been born yet. Now, if he's in utero, he can't be zoche. Therefore, the din is that neither of them are kine, because that's like going over to a guy and he's next to his donkey and he says, I want to give this to be a kinyan for you and your donkey. Well, the donkey can't be kone and neither can you. That's the point. In which case, I mean, maybe he got his message across, but he did not get his gift across. So in any event, what happens here, according to you, Abaye, is that it would be a kochem. Nobody would say that that's good. So it can't be talking about kochem, okay? So it must be that he goes over to these five women, and what did he say? One of you. Okay, that's got to be what the case is. And it says, even though he said one of you, the Mishnah is saying that the sisters are definitely, neither of those sisters are his. Why not? Why not? He's not trying to do anything about the chad. Why not? Why not? Because we wouldn't know which sister it is. That's why not. We wouldn't know which sister it is, and therefore it's Kedusha Shena Misura Leviya. So they're not part of the problem. The only question is which one of the Nochriot. But obviously I can't take one either of the sisters, because if I was married to sister A, then sister B is an Erva. Exactly. And if I'm married to sister B, sister A is an Erva. So forget them. They're out of the equation over here. Now who's that going like, by the dear? That's going like me. Because I say that since Kedusha Shena Misura Leviya, it's not included bichlal in the suffix. Okay, says Abaye, so now you got me. But I got you with the Reisha. So what are we going to do with this Mishnah? So obviously, we're stuck over here because Rav has got a problem with the first case in the Mishnah that we just explained. And Abaye has got a problem with the last case in the Mishnah, as we just explained. So how does it make sense? So remember, what is our problem precisely? Our problem in the last piece of the Mishnah is that since we're talking about his only wanting to be Mekadesh one woman out of these five, why are the sisters not included? The only possible reason is because it's Kedusha She'ena Misura Leviya. The problem with the first part of the Mishnah is the question that Abaye asked, because the Mashma'uta of the Mishnah is that he tried to do Isha Ubita or Isha V'achota all at the same time. Ke'achat in a Mekudashot. First part of the Mishnah, before we got to the Maisa. And the question is, that's Mashma only because it was at one time. But if it wasn't at one time, if you would have said that I want one of you without defining which one, it would have been Mekudashot. But according to Rava, even that is not Mekudashot because it's in a Mitzur and Levia. So no matter how you read the Mishnah, the other part is a problem according to the other Mandiyama. Now, what are we going to do over here? So, the Rava Kasha Reisha, Abaye Kasha Seifa. So, therefore, Abaye and Rava have to both give creative explanations of the Mishnah that will allow the Mishnah to work out entirely according to their approach. Either according to Abaye, Kedusha She'ena Misura Leviya is Kedusha, and according to Rava, the case would be Kedusha She'ena Misura Leviya is not Kedusha. How does that work? So, Abaye says, look, Abaye Matar Tzatame, Rava Matar Tzatame. Abaye Matar Tzatame, Abaye says, look, the first part, which is Bekadosh Yishu Bita, O Yisha Vachot Akachat, Enam Mikudashet, but if you would have said either the Isha or the Bita, or either this sister or that sister, so then it would have been Mikudashet. That's fine. That's perfectly fine. Now, the Mishnah continues. If he would have said that one of whoever I'm allowed to sleep with should be Mekadeshli. So Imamar Haru Uyalviya Titkadeshli. So then Eina Mekudeshat. So in other words, Abaye says the Mishnah is not saying that it's a general rule that it has to be Misur and Leviya. The Mishnah is saying in the event that the guy specified, look, I'm not interested in all of you. I only want to take a woman that I'm going to be able to actually sleep with. Okay, so if he said that himself, obviously, he didn't mean to include Kedushin, Shenim, Asur, and Leviyah. That's all. So if he said that, that's the next piece of the mission. If he said that, then the sisters are not included in the question, and neither are the mother and the daughter. That's all it says. And then continues the Mishnah to say that there was a mice exactly like that. There were Chomesh Nashim. Two of them happened to be sisters. And the guy gathered together his figs. And he said, of course, this is the way we have to understand the Mishnah. And he said, those of you who would be allowed to sleep with me should be Mekudashot to me. And the Chachamim said, well, then the three of them are Mekudashot because they can all sleep with him. But the sisters and I'm Mekudashot. So in other words, what Abai has done is simply confirmed Rava's opinion, but not because that's a general rule, but because in the Mishnah, the person specifically said so. Okay, Rava will explain the first part of the Mishnah that's problematic to him. He will explain it in a way that works out with his crowd. So Rava says the Mishnah goes like this. Somebody's Mekadosh Achat Misha Obita. Achat Misha Vachotan. Mishnah doesn't mean you try to do Bevat Achat. The Mishnah says, if you took achat, not ke'achat, you took achat, you were not trying to do both. So then continues the Mishnah, it's the equivalent of trying to do it all at one time, because it boils down to the same problem, you're not going to be able to sleep with her. So nasa kemisha kidesh isha obita o isha achota ke'achat, therefore ena mekudashot. So what Rava does over here is he changes the case to be referring to not where you're trying to do it ka'achas, but rather that it becomes as if you try to do it ka'achas. Why? Because it's enem asura levia. Therefore, enem kudashot. How do I understand the next case? The next case is uma asenami. There was actually a mice like this where there were five women. Two of them were sisters. Now, here's the deal. In this case, the guy said, all of you women, including one of the two achayot, not he tried to say both of them, one of the two achayot, or mekudashotli, you see, the Chachamim said, ein achayot mekudashot. Why? Because it's not mekudash mesurin levia. So therefore, both of them can explain the Mishnah in a way that's consistent with their particular view of the question of kedush shein mesurin levia. Okay, tashma. Let's take a look now at the Mishnah that we're going to have later on in the Masechet, where somebody accepts Kedushin for a daughter. But he didn't say which daughter. So he's Makamo Kedushin for his daughter from somebody, and that guy didn't say which daughter. At least that's what we're assuming the case is. One of your daughters. So then if he has older daughters that are not in his Rishus to be Makamo Kedushin, they're Bogrot. So the Bogrot are not included, obviously, in the Suffolk. There's no Suffolk. Okay, but what does that imply to you, Rava? That the Kitanot are included. Why? Because he didn't say which one. But wait a minute. If he didn't say which one, he's not going to sleep with either or any many of them as there are, because each one of them is going to be usher on him, because she might be the sister of the wife, right? And not his wife. So how do you explain that Mishnah? The Mashmot in the Mishnah, Rava, is that if there are a lot of little kids, those little kids are all included, and there they need a get, as it says at the end of the Mishnah. Each one of them will need a get. And why would they need a get if it's Kiddush Shein Mesurin Leviyah? Vamai? Kiddush Shein Mesurin Leviyah Ninu? Aha! Tiyuf to the Rava! Amalekha Rava, what's the problem? Maybe it's talking about where there's only one older girl and one younger girl. So then there's no Enem Mesurin Leviyah. What the condition is over here that allows him to take the katana, because the gedela is not included in the suffix. Wait a minute, Rava, it says in the Mishnah itself, bogrot, the bogrot. If there's bogrot, then I'm assuming there's katanot. What do you mean? There's only one boger and one katana? So why does it talk about Lashon Rabbim? Bogrot doesn't mean his older daughters, Reverend Sakes. It means all cases of bogrot. Anytime you'd have a question like this, bogrot are not included. It doesn't mean he has more than one bogeret. So, okay, all right, fine. Let's say, why would I need a Mishnah to tell me something that any two-year-old knows? Will you explain that to me, Rava? What's the Kiddush in the Mishnah? That what? That if a guy has two daughters, one of whom he has the ability to accept Kiddushin for, one of whom he does not have the ability to accept Kiddushin for because she's too old, and he accepts Kedushin for one. So you're telling me the brilliant Chiddush that guess which one he accepted the Kedushin for? The one that he was able to accept the Kedushin for. Like, okay, wonderful. I mean, we could chuck this Mishnah out because it certainly is not necessary for me to learn. But what would the point be in such a Mishnah? Samayla Memra. What do you think? Obviously, we're talking about over here that the, I mean, why would the Tana really talk about older daughters? You think he's crazy? The point over here is that the older daughter said to her father, Dad, if you find a good guy out there, I'm making you shliach to be Mekabel Kedushin for me, right? Anytime you meet the right guy, I trust you. Go ahead and accept Kedushin for me. Obviously, that's the case. Otherwise, what are we? We're not talking trivialities here. Okay. He also has a younger child. And now the question is, since it wasn't defined, which one? So the Mishnah is telling you an amazing Kiddush. It's saying, even though you would have thought, well, look, I mean, if the guy's got a chance to get a husband for his older daughter, so then we should assume he took the shlichus for the older daughter, right? No. Why? Because for the scene in Samila, even where she said that, I want you to be the Shavita Shliach. So Ma'adatem, you would have thought that if he's Mekabel Kedushin, he would be Mekabel Kedushin for the older daughter, right? The Mashmalah, no. Because in this case, if he accepts Kedushin for the younger daughter, he gets to keep the money. So therefore, he'd rather have the money than have the husband for the older daughter. So in this case, says the Mishnah, he'll take the money and run. Ah, come on, says the Gemara. If you're ready to say that we're talking about a case where she made him a shliach, why not go all the way and say, I mean, obviously it includes a case where she made him a shliach and she said, and guess what, Dad, if you get the right guy, you can keep the money, right? Okay, so then that's not as far. So now, why would the Mishnah be saying that? Milo askina d'armer like kedusha didach, you keep the money? Still, that's part of the finish of the Mishnah, you see. The Mishnah is telling you, look, there are things in your life that you're responsible for. There are things in your life that you're not responsible for. Now, gentlemen, I want to point out to you, we're going to see how much this has to do with Sukkos. It's a profoundly Sukkos issue. But remember that we're coming off of the time of the year of Chinam, right? We are used to the idea that, okay, I'm very worried about my older daughter. She's not married. You know, of course, I'll grab Kedushin for my older daughter. But the concern for your older daughter is not a chiyav. The concern for your older daughter is essentially sentimental. It's because you feel that way. The Torah was not mechayev you to be mekadesh your older daughter, or it would have given you the rights to be mekadesh your older daughter. You don't have those rights. So essentially, it's none of your business. So if the daughter comes along and makes you a shliach, it's no different than her coming along and making anybody else a shliach. It's just she trusts daddy, and she knows daddy cares. Does a person put chinam ahead of a responsibility? Only people that don't believe in reality. So since I have this deep sentimental and romantic reason for making sure that my older daughter is married, you're not responsible for your older daughter. I know, but I feel responsible. After all, I am her father. Yeah, and therefore? And if she's over 6 years old, do you have to feed her? Of course you have to feed her. What are you doing? No, you don't. You don't have to feed her. And so on and so forth. So we've gotten used to a world in which everything goes according to the way you happen to feel about things. But in a real world, a person does not do what is not his responsibility before he takes care of the things that are his responsibility. This is our entire lives have gotten burdened down with things that are nonsensical because they're not really your business. You make them your business because you romantically make them your business. Same way your whole life is about romance. I have to do great in this career. I have to be the Amud of my Beit HaKnesset, whatever the heck you're doing. You don't have to do any of that. Okay, so the question is what you want to do versus what you have to do. Therefore, the Mishnah is coming to tell me an amazing chiddush that ultimately, if you have an opportunity to take care of a chiyuv, that's what you will do before you take care of the things that are emotionally perhaps more pressing on you. So, afilo hachi, lo shavik inish mitzvah deramile, the oven mitzvah de lo ram yatla. You don't do a mitzvah that is a nice mitzvah to do, but it's not your responsibility. Before you do the mitzvah, that is your responsibility. It's an amazing kiddush, and it's central to the whole concept of sukkahs, as we'll see, Bezrat Hashem, if we get a chance to go over sukkahs together. Okay. All right. Let's try to bring another raya against Rav. Tashma. Let's take a look at a Mishnah later. This is a Mishnah that we're used to because we've spoken about this Mishnah earlier in terms of Sveikes. A guy was married to two different women, and he's got two groups of kids from these two women. He was first married to woman one, she died, left over these kids, and now he's married to another woman. So he's got shtei kitei banot mishtei nashim. And he goes ahead, and he keeps mekabel kedushin and he says, I don't know who it was, but I said, it's my older daughter, biti agdola. But the problem is, it could be anybody. It could be his oldest daughter, which would be the oldest daughter of the older group of daughters, or it could be the older daughter of the younger group of daughters, or it could be the younger daughter of the older group of daughters who's older than the older daughter of the younger group of daughters, right? Or for that matter, it could be the middle daughter of either of the groups who's older than the younger of that group. I mean, I don't know. So I don't know what to do. Any idea? I don't know whether it was the Gdolah Shebigdolot, or it was the Gdolah Shebigtanot. Maybe that matter was the Ktana Shebigdolot, it was Gdolah Min HaGdolah Shebigtanot. The din is, all of these daughters cannot marry anybody else. They have to get a get. The only one who's not a problem is the youngest of the youngest group. There's no way that he would have called her the older group. So says Rabbi Meir. Now, despite your not being able to be taking any of these women as a wife, which means it's not Misurim Levia, it says over here that they all need a get. So obviously, Kedushin is Chal, excuse me, Rava, even where it's not Misurim Levia. Okay? Now, it's talking over here, Achmais Kinan, he knew exactly which one of the daughters. He's a little absent-minded. So he comes home and he says, wait a minute, what did I tell the guy? Which daughter? I don't remember which daughter it was. But at the time that he made the Kedushin, he said which daughter it was. Now, and he identified her as my older daughter, Tiddlywink, right? But now it doesn't matter. What did he say, Tiddly D? Did he say Tiddly Dumb? I don't know which one I said, but I did say my older daughter. So now I'm confused which older daughter it was because I can't put together with the name anymore. Senior moments. So now they're all going to need a get. And then at the time he knew. And therefore, at the time of the Kedushin, it was Kedushin on Misurim Levia. So what's the problem? It's a regular Kedushin on Misurim Levia. The fact that afterwards you have a suffix, that's like all Kedushin of suffix. And you can be medayik this in the Mishnah, Dekanami. It says, Eni Yodea, and I don't know. Why say Eni Yodea? The Mishnah should say, and it is unknown. Eno Yodua, it's not known. If he says Eni Yodea, that means that there was a definition, but I don't remember it. That's the point. Lokatani Eni Yodua, Shmamina. But wait a minute. I mean, so then there's no Chiddush in the Mishnah. I don't understand. What's the Mishnah saying? It's completely trivial. It's telling me if you're misupik, whether this is your wife, you're not allowed to sleep with her. I don't understand. Well, obviously. I mean, like, what? So what are you going to do? It's all of them will need to get. I mean, anybody can figure that out without a Mishnah. Ah, because there's another issue that the Mishnah is coming to address. That's the point. It's Lafuke mit Reb Yossi. You see, Reb Yossi's Shita is, you recall that we had a lot of this discussion about Reb Yossi elsewhere. Lo mochis inish nafshir seika. People do not say things that bring them into complex and impossible to get out of situations because they're not that stupid. So if you make a password for your computer, you will make a password that you can remember unless you're an idiot. So therefore, according to Reb Yossi, what do you mean? The guy's not crazy. I mean, he wants to usher all of his daughters, they should all get gitten. I mean, it's basically like making a password, right? but he's going to rely on Google to remember his complex password. So therefore, when he said the word Gedolah together with the idea of together with the name, he obviously meant that that is a key to remembering the girl. Well, how is it a key to remembering the girl if it could have been anyone? So it's got to mean the Gedolah Shebegdolot, otherwise he's nuts. So according to Rabbi Yossi, we would never have a question like this. He says a person doesn't do stupid things like that, and therefore he must have used it as a way to remind himself. So it must have meant the oldest daughter, not some older daughter. What good would that be as a remembering device for his password? Kamashma on the Mishnah. Even I'll leave with the Rabbi Yossi. Lo machitinish nafshilis veika. Kamashma on. Therefore, comes along the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir. It's not true. We cannot rely on people being intelligent enough not to be machis nafshilis veika. And therefore, it's true. We have to worry about all of them. Machitinish nafshilis veika. But that means that this Mishnah has nothing to do with the machlokas of Abaye v'Rav. That's the point, because it's not talking about Kiddushin Shenemus and Leviyah. Okay, let's take a look at another Mishnah. We had this Mishnah about this. Tashma. A guy was Mekadosh one out of two sisters, and he does not know which one it was. He has to give a get to both of them. Now, if he doesn't know which one it was, then it was Kiddushin Shenemus and Leviyah. Says Rava, it's the same thing. It's talking about he did know at the time, and then he forgot. Now afterwards, he can't remember. And you see it from the Lashon of the Mishnah. Dekanami, Diktani, Eino Yodea. He doesn't know. It doesn't say Eino Yodua, that we never knew. So, okay, so then the problem cropped up afterwards. Same thing like before. Yeah, okay, but then what's the Chiddush? It was the same thing as before. So, Yochimai Lamemra, why do I need a Mishnah to tell me that if you don't know who your wife is, you can't sleep with a woman who might be your sister? I mean, obviously. Says the Gemara, there is no Chiddush. Ha ha ha. The reason that we introduce the Mishnah with these words is because we're going to get to the case where there is a Chiddush. Continue reading, please. Take a piece of a Mishnah and ask me about it. Read the next piece of the Mishnah, and you'll see exactly why we began with this case. Okay? So now we've got a guy. He married one of two sisters. Okay? That's not the Chiddush. Thank you. What happened was that he died. This guy who married one. Oy, boy. So now if he died and he has a brother, okay, what happens in terms of Yibum? That's what the Mishnah was coming to talk about. It wasn't telling me it was a Kiddush in the opening. So over there, so what was a Kiddush, by the way? I mean, once you're telling me, the din was over there. If he has one brother, so then that brother has to do Chalitza to both of these sisters. Because what else can he do? He can't do Chalitza to one and Yibum to the other. Because if he does Chalitza to one and it was the right one, then the other one is Achot Chalutzato, and Achot Chalutzato is Asura, right? So it would be no way for him to be able to take both of them because he never knows whether it's Mutter, but Achot Chalutzato is an Issur Rabbanan also. So what's he supposed to do? He can't do Chalitza first, and he can't do Yibum afterwards, and he can't do Yibum first, because if he does Yibum first, then maybe he's taking the sister of the woman who is Zikukalo, and Achot Zikukato is also Asura. So therefore, this is not going to work. That's all that we're saying. Okay. Now, continues the Mishnah to say, but what if he had two brothers? Oh, so if he had two brothers, it's a different situation. One of those brothers should do first Chalitza. Then the other brother can then do Yibum. Because if the first brother does Chalitza, so Mamanusha. If he was Cholitz, the right woman, so fine. So what's the problem of a brother marrying a sister of a person that was the Achot Chalutz of his brother? There's no issue in that. If he did Chalitza to the wrong woman, so then this guy is marrying the woman that is a Kukul Yibum. So that's great. So as long as the brother did the Chalitza first, and he doesn't do the Yibum first, if he did the Yibum first, maybe he's going to be taking Achot Zikukato. He can't do that. But as long as one of them does Chalitza first, the other one can go ahead and do the Yibum afterwards, you see. That's what the Mishnah is coming to teach me. And that im kadmu v'kansu, even if they both went ahead and they both took a sister, once it's done, we're not going to make them get divorced. Why should we? Because at this point, since neither of them are doing any Isurim, they shouldn't have done it because of the suffix. But right now, there is no Zikukato because the other brother did Chalitza. or the other brother did Yibum. So neither of them is, either this woman is my Yavama, or she's not related to me at all. And what's the problem? She was the sister of a woman that my brother took off the Zika from. Big deal. That has nothing to do with me. So why would they need to get divorced? What, because they were bad boys and they were over on the suffix of Achot Zikukot? We didn't answer somebody forever on a woman that was a suffix of Achot Zikukot. And that's what the mission is coming to tell me. Make sure that you do Chalitza first. One of the brothers first does Chalitza. And then... And then the other brother does the Yibam. But to do Yibam first and then Chalitza, that's no good because of the suffix that you might be Pugia Be'achot Zikukato. And the Mishnah continues on with another Kasha on Rava. Hashma, read the next piece in the Mishnah. Two people were Mekadesh, two sisters, okay? We don't know who is Mekadesh, which one. So Zeno Yodea Izakidish, Zeno Yodea Izakidish. Each one of them has to give a divorce to both of these sisters, obviously, right? But wait a minute. Neither one of these people, these are not brothers. Neither one of these people can sleep with either one of these women. So why is it a Kedushin at all? It's a Kedushin Shein Masur Leviya. So it seems to disprove Rava, right? No, it's the same thing I told you before. It's talking about at the time that they made the Kedushin, they knew which sister it was, and then they forgot. Both of them look the same. They don't remember if it was Tweedledee or Tweedledum. Fine. And you can see this in the Mishnah. Dekanami, Tani Eino Yodea, he doesn't know. It doesn't say in the Mishnah, and it is unknown. So why is this a Kasha and Rava? But wait a minute, but it's the same question. You can't tell me that this part of the Mishnah comes to tell me the same thing the first part of the Mishnah can tell me. It's crazy. So why is it saying this? It's trivial. So why bother teaching me something that any idiot knows? No, here also it's coming to tell me the Seifa is Trichalei. I need to know the next piece. Keep reading. It says, if the guy, meaning both of them, if both of these guys, unrelated to each other, die, one of them has one brother, and one of them has one brother, then each one of these one brothers has to do chalitza to both of these sisters. For the same reason we said before, he cannot take the chance of being pogea be'achot zekukato. And he cannot take one of these who might be a yavama first, because she might be a yavama l'shuk. Maybe she's the other guy's wife. Nothing to do with his brother. But how about if one has one brother and the other one has two brothers? So now we've got a problem. Because in that case, you see, the one brother doesn't have any options. He has to give chalitza to both of them, like we explained before, because he might be pogea b'chot zekukato, or he might be pogea in a yavama l'shuk, if he's going to actually take the yavama of the other guy before he took it. But if that guy, the one brother, does chalitza first to both women, okay, now there's no yavama l'shuk, correct? The other guy who died, who has two brothers, one brother first goes ahead and does chalitza in order to avoid taking the woman who might be the sister of his zakuka. But once he gives chalitza, then the other one is miyabing, because there's no problem in Yavama L'shuk, because the first guy did chalitza to both sisters first. There's no Yavama L'shuk. And since your brother, the second guy's brother, he had two brothers that survived him, did chalitza first, so there's no problem of achot chalitzato or achot zekukato either, and therefore you go ahead and you could be miyabe. What about if both of those brothers went ahead with kodmu v'kamsu? We don't force them to get divorced, because at this point, there would be no iser. There's no problem of Yivam L'shuk, and there's no problem of achot chalutzato. And therefore, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that Dafka, now this is different than the first Mishnah. First Mishnah was saying that the two brothers, one of them has to first be chalitza, one of them has to do Yivam. This part of the Mishnah is telling me where there are two sets of strangers, so the brother, the single brother of the first group, he does chalitza, and then you have the brothers of the second one can do yibum. That's because of yibum l'shuk. any of the brothers of the two brothers set that is now there before, even if his own brother does chalitza, but the brother of the other, the stranger who died, he didn't do chalitza. In this case, you can't do it either, not because of achot zkukato, but because of a real issur d'oraisa of yevama l'shor. That's the point. So yabumi v'ada michlatz lo dekapara v'yevama l'shor. In this case, you have a different problem of a d'oraisa. We're over there. If the first brother, the single brother of the stranger who died, who might be the real husband of this sister, because we didn't know which sister, so in that case, he still has a yevama that was supposed to be taken care of by him, either through chalitza or through yibum. And she, if anybody else takes her, like one of these two brothers of the other stranger, then they're going to be over on an issur d'oraisa v'lo tihyeh yevama shliyizar, right? Therefore, in this case, the Mishnah is telling me, make sure that in this case as well, that the single brother of the other set is going to do what he does first. The first Mishnah said, make sure that the brother who does chalitza of the second set. That's a different thing. Okay, gentlemen, that gives us another lovely, lovely whole big world of the issues between Abaye v'Rava, Benogea, Kedusha, Shenem, Asur, and Levia, and continued on with the wonderful ideas from yesterday of the concept of Kol She'eino B'zeh HaZeh, Afilu B'bat Achas Eino. And tomorrow we will resolve, in a very unusual way, this machlokas between Abaye v'Rava, in one of the ways that you would never have expected. All right, then. So we'll see you, Bezrat Hashem. We'll see you tomorrow, same time, same station, unless we're zocha perhaps to meet in better circumstances.